From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The president's nominee to head the CIA, Air Force General Michael Hayden, appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee today for his confirmation hearing.
General Hayden, would you please rise and raise your right hand? Do you, sir, solemnly swear that the testimony you are about to provide...
And as expected, much of the discussion had to do with Hayden's previous role as head of the National Security Agency. There were some tough questions from Democrats about the NSA's domestic surveillance program, which General Hayden designed and which the president says he authorized. And there were questions about recent reports that the NSA has collected the phone records of millions of customers from phone companies, a program the administration has neither explicitly confirmed nor denied. General Hayden made it clear he considers the warrantless surveillance program legal. The Intelligence Committee Chairman, Senator Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas, opened the hearing by blasting leaks to the media that have made those programs public.
Today in Congress and throughout Washington, leaks and misinformation are endangering our efforts. Bin Laden, Zarqawi, and their followers must be rejoicing. We cannot get to the point where we are unilaterally disarming ourselves in the war against terror. If we do, it will be game, set, match, Al-Qaeda. Remember Khobar Towers, Beirut, the USS Cole, embassy attacks, the two attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, 9/11, and attacks worldwide, and more to come if our efforts are compromised. I am a strong supporter of the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and civil liberties. But you have no civil liberties if you are dead.
Democrat Carl Levin of Michigan said any new CIA director would take over an agency in disarray. He accused former director George Tenet of misusing Iraq intelligence to support the administration's policy agenda.
One major question for me is whether General Hayden will restore analytical independence and objectivity at the CIA and speak truth to power, or whether he will shape intelligence to support administration policy and mislead Congress and the American people as Director Tenet did.
In his opening statement, General Hayden said the CIA must have more tolerance for ambiguity and dissent in its analysis, but he also defended the agency against criticism.
I believe that the American intelligence business has too much become the football in American political discourse. Over the past few years, the intelligence community and the CIA have taken an inordinate number of hits, some of them fair, many of them not. There have been failures, but there have also been many great successes. Now, I promise you, we'll do our lessons learned studies, and I will keep you, I will keep this committee and your counterpart in the House fully informed on what we learn. But I also believe it's time to move past what seems to me to be an endless picking apart of the archaeology of every past intelligence success or failure.
The questioning quickly turned to the domestic surveillance program, or the terrorist surveillance program, as General Hayden and the Republican committee members referred to it. He was asked by Republican Senator Christopher Bond of Missouri, did lawyers at the NSA, at the Justice Department, at the White House assure him the program was legal? Hayden replied, yes, they did. Did he ever think the program was illegal? No, he did not.
Sir, when I had to make this personal decision in early October 2001, and it was a personal decision, the math was pretty straightforward. I could not do this.
What exactly this included remains a bit ambiguous. What's publicly acknowledged is the program to eavesdrop on phone conversations and emails between suspected terrorists and people in the United States. General Hayden described the decisions of whom to monitor this way.
They're targeted on Al-Qaeda. There is a probable cause standard. Every targeting is documented. There is a literal target folder that explains the rationale and the answers to the questions on a very lengthy checklist as to why this particular number we believe to be associated with the enemy.
But later, Senator Bond seemed to refer to the other program to collect the records of millions of phone customers in this question.
So what would your response be to the general accusations that tens of millions of Americans are at risk from having their privacy exposed in these communications?
Senator, the folks at NSA didn't need me to prod them on, but let me tell you what I told them when we launched the program. It was the morning of 6 October in our big conference room, about 80, 90 folks in there. And I was explaining what the president had authorized, and I ended up by saying, and we're going to do exactly what he said, and not one photon or one electron more. And I think that's what we've done.
Democrat Carl Levin pressed Hayden repeatedly on this point. Does the collection of phone records raise a valid privacy concern?
I could certainly understand why someone would be concerned about this.
But that's not my question, General. It's a direct question.
Sure.
In your judgment, are there privacy?
You want me to say yes or no?
No, I want you to say whatever you believe.
Yes, sir. And here's what I believe. Clearly, the privacy of American citizens is a concern constantly. And it's a concern in this program. It's a concern in everything we've done.
General Hayden appeared in his dark blue Air Force dress uniform, 4 silver stars on each epaulette, a 6-row rainbow of service ribbons across his chest. Hayden's active military status has been the source of concern for some senators, concerned that the head of a civilian agency should not also have allegiance to the Pentagon. Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California asked Hayden what his decision was on that. In other words, might he resign from the Air Force?
The concern that my being in uniform affects my thinking. My life affects my thinking. The fact that I have to decide what tie to put on in the morning doesn't change who I am, one. 2, chain of command issues, non-existent. I'm not in the chain of command now. I won't be in the chain of command there. I responded to Ambassador John Negroponte. 3, more important, how does my being an active duty military officer affect my relationship with the CIA workforce? For want of a better term, since we're rushing here, ma'am, can I bond and can they bond with me? That's the one that I think is actually a serious consideration. If I find that this gets in the way of that, and I'll make the right decisions.
General Michael Hayden at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Intelligence Committee today. NPR's Larry Abramson has spent the day listening to the hearing and joins us now. And Larry, it does seem like we learned a bit more detail about the surveillance program that General Hayden crafted. What did we learn?
Well, very little in my view, but we did learn a little bit. You know, there's two things going on here, I think. On the one hand, senators were trying to get Hayden to talk more about the program and what was really going on there and getting him to say something in public about this program, which, of course, is top secret. They, of course, know more about the program because they were briefed on it yesterday, but they're not allowed to talk about it. So they were hoping to push the administration and General Hayden to say something more. As we heard, he indicated that there had been all of these privacy safeguards that he had actually built into the program to make sure that there was documentation that each target had a specific link to Al-Qaeda. And this reinforced how much General Hayden really was the architect of this program, that he was tasked with coming up with a better way to pursue, to surveil Al-Qaeda members. And he came up with this program, and he checked it out with his lawyers, and they said it was okay, so we went along with it. Now, on the other issue of whether or not the collection of phone records, which was alleged in USA Today last week, whether that is part of the program, General Hayden would not bite. He would not go along and confirm that this has been going on. The administration has refused to comment on this. Now, the other thing I think senators are trying to get at is what does his participation in this program say about him as a person? Because as Senator Wyden from Oregon pointed out, he had told the committee, and many members of the administration have said in public, that the NSA cannot eavesdrop on Americans over the years. And they said it to this committee in 2002. And all the time, they were actually eavesdropping on people in the United States. And Senator Wyden said that raised questions about his credibility in his mind.
One little footnote here. My ears perked up when I heard General Hayden refer to the moment of the first disclosure of this program as a furball when it came out in the press. But we'll move on from there. Yeah. He was asked questions about, if he is confirmed to head the CIA, the future of that agency. And he answered questions about how he would reform the agency. He did talk, as we heard in one of those clips, about allowing room for dissenting views, or what he called red cell alternative analysis. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, that's the idea that you're basically supposed to not have everybody doing the same kind of analysis. You're supposed to have red teams, that's renegades out there who are trying to poke holes at your own analysis. They use that in computer security a lot, where you're trying to protect your network and then somebody tries to break in from the outside. And I think that's what he was talking about, is that if everybody agrees that we should go into Iraq or now Iran, somebody else ought to be poking holes at that theory and coming up with countervailing theories. And he didn't come up with a specific program for making sure that that was going to happen, but basically said, that's what I believe in. We blew it on Iraq. We probably took too much for granted, he said, and he was quite critical of the decisions that led fled to Iraq. And so we're not going to do that again. He was also very critical of some of the people in the administration who said that who had gone into the Iraq decision with preconceived notions and then had spun the intelligence to fit their notions. He said, I'm a deductive reasoner. I'm not an inductive reasoner. And that was kind of a nerdy way of saying that I look at the facts and then I draw my conclusions, not the other way around.
And briefly, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California did ask him specifically, look, if the agency was so wrong about Iraq, how do we know that you won't be just as wrong about Iran and its nuclear capability?
Well, again, I think he was saying that what we really needed here was an attitudinal change. He didn't have a specific tool, but he said that in looking at Iraq, we weren't using a sort of a regional filter, looking at what else was going on in the region and filtering the intelligence to take into account what else we knew and what else was going on. He said, we're doing that with Iran, and we have a much better handle on what's going on there. But he didn't give, you know, specific proofs that would guarantee that we wouldn't make another mistake.
General Hayden was also questioned by Democratic senators about the treatment of detainees. What did he say there?
Well, again, he was questioned over and over again by Senator Feinstein about whether or not he believes specific techniques such as waterboarding, which is dunking a detainee in water to try to get him to talk, whether he believed that that was coercive, that it violated torture treaties. And he really wouldn't answer that. He basically said that he would follow the law, and there have been new laws passed on this by Congress, as you know. But he kept saying, I have to answer this in closed session. And he wouldn't really pin down exactly how he would change the standards for treatment of detainees.
It doesn't seem like there's any significant opposition to his nomination. Do we assume he has the votes to pass?
I think it's fair to say that people are very impressed with this guy, and whatever questions have been raised by domestic surveillance or his military record, those are things that people get to bring up in the hearing, but it's not going to shoot down his nomination. It certainly will be interesting to see whether anything comes out at the closed hearing, where a lot of the good stuff comes out as far as reporters are concerned, but it's also the toughest stuff to actually find out about.
NPR's Larry Abrams. And thanks very much.
Thank you.
And you can get a primer on the NSA domestic spying controversy at our website, npr.org.